What a K-drama.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
We're back with a new episode of your favorite K-drama podcast, What a K-drama. I am Kathleen.
My name is Ilse.
And today we're back with one of those K-drama talks we all love. This time we're talking actually about a fairly recent drama. It just aired at the beginning of the year, I believe. And it's a lovely Nuna romance. Okay, so let's talk about Crash Course in Romance.
Literally. Dun, dun, dun.
Yes. So first we're talking about a bit about this drama, the plot, some facts, things we love about the drama, things we didn't like so much about the drama. You know how this goes, so get ready for our opinions and please let us know yours as well. Shall we?
Let's.
Yes. So this drama was directed by Yoo Jae-woon and the writer was Jang Hae-song. And it's again a TVN drama because we're TVN loyal to this stage.
We're suckers for TVN.
Yeah.
Actually, that would be a great feature.
Yeah. It's like that right, time that we down. Spoke about Studio Dragon and it happened that every single thing we've watched is Studio Dragon.
Yeah.
Well.
We're really loyal.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, actually, this one is also Studio Dragon, if I'm not wrong.
Look at us go.
Yeah, so this drama ended from January till March 2023. Now, let's talk about the plot, okay? So we have Nam Hae-song, played by Chun Doo-young. She used to be a national athlete with a lot of potential to make it big, okay? Now she runs a side dish shop, which honestly is very popular and it looks bomb. Every single food that is in that, it looks amazing. And she's very super positive, bubbly, and she's like so energetic all the time. I don't know how this woman has all the energy. She wakes up at like 4 a.m. to go to the market and get food.
Yeah,
because
I'm not
she
even
needs to
human
get
at four.
She needs to get like fresh ingredients, so she goes super early to the market. And I'm like, how are you so happy all day? You know.
Ecstasy.
Honestly. So her life kind of like takes a turn because she is basically the mother. She raised her niece and she's basically her mother. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this girl, she is now preparing to go to university, and if you have followed the big Korean dramas and in general the news, just know how stressful it is in Korea to get into a university and this national exam that your life depends on. Okay, so she's going into that and she decides like she wants to go to a private preparation course so she will do better in some of her subjects.
And the niece.
The niece,
yeah.
Yes. And there we have also our main lead, the male lead. We have Choi Chi-yeol, played by Chung Kyung-hoo. We love him as well. He was also in Hospital Playlist. He is a mad genius. Literally, a mad genius. So he does like this masterclass with over 100 students, has this big green board. Oh my god.
Whiteboard? Blackboard?
No, it's a green one. With like
blackboard. Chalk. Well, yeah, I guess you can call that a blackboard.
Well, massive class. He's super smart, honestly. He's got like a course. He owns the copyright for his books. It's like a massive big business for him, okay? And he's good at it. And the students love him, love his methodology and all of that. He's a very popular instructor in the private sector. Hence, it's really hard to get a spot for his course. But then, Hensel's trained the best so her daughter can get into it.
Mm-hmm.
However, these two have connected before. Because Chiyo's, of course, it's quite of a... He's a bit of a celebrity, okay? And then he also gets involved in some sort of weird scandal that involves a student having a crush on him and literally stalking him, or someone inventing some sort of gossip for him so his class will like drop in rates and then other people can move into their private business because it's such a big business, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So these two get involved before because he again gets caught in one of these dramas, gossip thingies. And he is even taken pictures of by some sort of paparazzi, I suppose. They get posted. He's being absolutely dragged online. And he's trying to keep it, like, low.
Mm-hmm.
However, they both get sort of linked. Because Hang Seung's brother, Jae-woo, played by Oh Yoo-sik, meets him and he happens to be in the spectrum. Okay.
Like the autism spectrum.
Yes.
Mm.
So he, yeah, but a different. He's still, you know, the different type of spectrum. But he's still sort of like functional at some level.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they both get sort of involved because Kyung-ho breaks his phone because he thinks that he's following him to take pictures of him, but in reality, he was taking a picture of his jacket. Big mess. Oh. She sort of like runs after him. He breaks the phone, then he runs away. Full thing, absolutely messy, 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 messy. And it takes like a lot of time until they find out who they really are.
Mm.
Okay. At this stage, Hang Seung's daughter, which her name is Hai, played by Roh Yoon-soo. They already, she's already in the school. It's like a full mess. Okay,
mm-hmm.
We go this. It honestly at the beginning it is quite messy how they meet. Kind of funny but messy. Anyways, in this drama we basically seeing the full drama. It's all about her relationship with him, how they grow, how she becomes sort of like his private chef somehow, and then he repays her by becoming a private tutor for Hei. It's funny. It's very funny, all of these. Yeah, it's like, yeah, I'll tutor her privately. You cook for me.
I mean, balance.
Yeah, the full thing is honestly quite wholesome because you also find out that he has like massive issues with his like stomach. He cannot eat a lot of things and it's because he just has like this big anxiety PTSD situation. He cannot sleep. He cannot eat. He has like, you know, a full thing that he really needs to go to a doctor. He's in the doctor, but he should go to a different doctor for his stomach. And that the only food that he can eat is hers because the recipes are her mother's and her mother used to cook for him when he was a child. We have...
Again, the childhood connection. That's how you know it's true love.
Well, it is interesting. It is interesting. This full drama is sort of like an easy watch. It is very straightforward. They talk about several things. First, like the amount of stress he's in because he needs to fulfill the expectations people have of him as a professor in the private sector.
Mm-hmm.
How he's a bit of a celebrity, and even if he dates someone, the students will like get super upset, like as if he was on One Idol, like, oh my god, no, you have a girlfriend, kind of thingy. So he deals with that pressure. She also basically needs to work really hard to be able to like pay for his private school. She also needs to pay her employees in the shop. She also needs to look after her brother who has autism, all of this by herself. So we're talking about a woman that is independent and strong and has a lot on her shoulders. And she still wakes up at 4 a.m. and smiles.
Good on her.
Honestly, it is a lot. It is a lot. Something that about her character is like, even though she always was true to herself, sometimes she needed a bit of a stronger backbone, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Sometimes she just needed quite a strong backbone because she got involved in a dating drama with him after she was delivering the lunchbox and someone thought that she was repaying his tutoring with, you know, favors that aren't really allowed.
The bodily kind.
Exactly. So she, honestly, she was dragged into that. She knew who did that. She knew who started the gossip. And she tried to, like, talk to her, but she dismissed her completely. And, you know, if I was her, I would have been like, no, you're going to listen to me. But she just didn't have strong backbone for that.
Yeah, I think maybe from what I've heard so far, because I haven't seen the show myself.
Yeah.
I think maybe she's just so used to like taking care of people,
I helping suppose.
People, being patient with people,
I suppose.
That she kind of hasn't learned how to be like more assertive.
Yeah, that could be a thing, because he keeps telling her at that stage, just don't do anything, I'll sort it out myself, because he is being in so many scandals already. That she just does not stay quiet. And when she tries to make things right, sometimes she's just not assertive enough, how, as you mentioned. It's just not strong enough to make an argument. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we have that aspect as well in this drama, which I thought was very interesting, to be honest. Because normally female leads, whenever during the Nuna romance, they are like completely fulfilled in life. They are like superstars or stuff like that, you know?
Or achieved.
But she was just a normal human being trying to meet end all the time, you know?
Yeah.
Which is very interesting. And she was trying to fulfill at the expectations of like her family, as like a boss, because she was a boss, even though the only employee was like her best friend, she still had that figure, you know, that she had to run her shop and all of that.
Yeah.
So it was very interesting. It was actually quite a nice thing to see.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the things I like about this drama. And the first one is how adult the romance aspect was handled. Because we're talking about a woman, okay? She's not like 20 or something. She's like an adult. Fully grown up adult. She's like, I think she's like in her early 40s in this drama, if I'm not wrong. Or her late 30s, I'm not sure. And then how the relationship of them two grow and it's treated, and the, you know, the respect, the boundaries, all of that, it's taken care of within the plotline when they start being a couple.
Yeah.
So I think that's very fun. Well, very fun. Mm. Very interesting to see, because I think that sometimes with like adult sort of like romances, I've seen that sometimes it just gets quite messy because, yeah, the previous partner hasn't fully gotten over her or him. And then they kind of really start off their relationship because of that. And then it's just, they have so much baggage. It's not that she doesn't, she still does, but a different type. And also I like how the topic was handled completely. It's like very adult, very grown up. Even she even proposes to him, a spoiler alert.
Well, progressive.
Yes,
we like it.
She gets the rings and she proposes. Which,
on a year that's not a leap year.
Yes. So that's what we're talking about. She rocks. Then she proposes, so she's that type of person. And I really liked seeing that sort of image of a female lead, you know? Sort of like progressive, I can do this by myself, even though she was literally struggling. You know, I liked seeing that. And how she, even though he wanted to help her, she was like, I can do this myself. I was doing it before you. Why wouldn't I be able to do it without you now, you know?
Good on her.
On this same flow, let's talk about the chemistry. Because it had such a nice chemistry. I just like it. Maybe it's because of the height difference. I don't know. I'm a sucker for that as well. So I just like, you know, like a bear hug, sort of. Like, it was cute. It was very cute. So I felt like they had such a nice chemistry, and they're just so compatible, and they were so cute, their characters. It's just the looks, the feelings were there. And it was just such a nice thing to watch.
Yeah.
You know? And the last thing I really want to mention is, well, second to last, the family relationship, because they had great dynamics. So we have Hang Song being like the head of the family 100%. Like, we have Yeowoo and Hae needed her permission, and they were clear on that. But however, they had like this cute relationship where they were like, yeah, today is movie night, because Yeowoo's loved like documentaries, and they would like block a day of their week. Even Hae's in her like middle terms or whatever, she would like block an evening to watch a movie with her family. And honestly, that is so cute.
Wholesome.
Very wholesome. Love their relationship, how they supported each other, and how they really, really, really cared about each other. It was super cute. Super, super cute. Wanted to talk nice. About that. Really nice chemistry. And also wanted to talk about Hei's friendships. She's in high school. And normally you get into dramas like the love interest or something like that, you know?
Uh-huh.
In this case, our girl was focused on going to college.
Girl, look at you go.
Yes, so she was focused on that, even though one of her male friends was interested in her. She was like, look, I want to focus on this first, and then we can talk about it. And then I really like how all of the teens in the drama displayed how hard it is for them to be put in such a pressure when you are a senior in high school. And the amount of the stress they're in is like one of the characters. Actually, I'm going to name her because this girl is fantastic. Kang Neon. I haven't seen her before, but she played Bang Sua. The amount of the stress this 16, 17-year-old had was insane. She was becoming delusional. She was mm-hmm. starting to have like, so the amount of the stress was messing up with her head.
Yeah.
And I've seen so many cases. I've read about so many cases of actual students that go through that for the amount of stress they have on their shoulders and have to pull out like full nighters sometimes, or just leave the house at 5 a.m. and come back to the house at 12 in the midnight. You know, it's like the amount of stress they have. Mm. And I like how these characters, they all had different types of worries. So we have the ones that wanted to go into college really hard and were like super stressed about. Then you have the one that was like, well, if I go, I go. If I don't go, I don't go. And then you had the one that were like, oh, whatever, I'm not going. And they were all the same age. And then I just loved seeing that because normally the portrayal of these students are all like, we're all going to make it, you know?
Yeah. But also, like, not everyone has to go to college, exactly. You know?
Exactly. Well, at the end, I think they were trying to go to college, but it wasn't their priority. It was some of the characters, anyways. And I just thought that was such an interesting thing to see in a drama as well. It was fresh, it was cute, and they were also so young. And yeah, it was very cute. At the end, I still don't know if Hayes accepted him or not. Honestly, I don't know. It's unclear. It's unclear.
I mean, I don't think it really matters.
It doesn't. It doesn't because I don't think it was necessary in the plot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was about, I think it was, for in this case, Hayes had more important things to worry about. She had like her family, she had her studies. She also had the fact that towards the end of the drama, her biological mother showed up out of nowhere. She also had to deal with that. So her priorities completely different. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, fair. I want to talk about parts of the plot that I felt were necessary. Because I do this now. Okay. So let's just start with the serial killer plot. Why? You know, I know you need angst. I totally get it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But this angst was not necessary in this drama. Honestly, they had enough to struggle with. Like that, she had to wake up like at 4 a.m., had bust ahead of the family. The dude had severe issues that he really needed to go to the doctor. You had also the mother coming back out of nowhere. Why the serial killer? You know?
It's a very kill, what was it? Strong girl, Do Bong Soon
situation. Yeah, not just that. You even had netizens in this drama. Netizens just trying to drag everyone, yeah. Literally, but specifically him, the male lead, the Chiyos, they were really trying to drag him, like, out. Mm. And you have, like, so much already angst happening that actually is angst that actually happened in real life, you know?
Do you think that they could have just cut, like, an episode or two even?
No, not even that. Absolutely not, because... You know, I don't think it was necessary.
Yeah.
I don't think it was necessary. In my point of view, anyways. Towards the end, he kind of plays a crucial role somehow because Hayes gets into an accident because of him. But even with Hayes not getting into an accident, she would still have to struggle with her mother.
Yeah.
You know, so...
I mean, there could have been a truck instead.
The typical truck crossing the street, to be honest.
Where are my trucks lately? I haven't seen them around a lot.
And the last time I saw them was actually it was a car in the glory when they run over the one that was trying to get money from the mother of one of the bullies.
Oh yeah, but that wasn't the truck. That was still like,
yeah. The trucks are missing. Yeah. Maybe they got the memo, but whatever.
Where are my white trucks of death? You know.
So that was the thing that I really didn't think it was necessary. Honestly, something else that I don't know if it was necessary or not, but I just felt that it didn't add a lot to the plot other than people being hateful, was the micromanaging mothers. Because we had too many of them in this drama, and they were all like fake, and they were all like quite mean to each other. They were mean towards their kids. The kids were literally crying and having heavy PTSD and, you know, screaming, and they would still like, you need to go to class tomorrow, you know? So I was like, what is happening right now?
Do you not think that it helped? It might have helped on two parts.
Okay. Right?
The first that you mentioned with like showing how much pressure there is on teenagers.
Yes.
That it's not just coming from school. It's also coming from, you know, their own family and where they should have been safe. But they're not because they're being so pressured to be like this perfect.
Yes.
100% student.
But honestly, for that, we had a Sky Castle. I could have just
watched. Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. We know this plot already. It was Sky Castle. They were all nuts. Like, yeah. Crazy. You know?
On the second part, I think it might be interesting. Is because it could show that even with our main little nuclear family, like, even if you don't have the normal, traditional, conventional family,
yeah,
you know, with her being raised by her aunt, you can still be in like a healthy, loving relationship. And even if sometimes you're with your, you know, just your normal birth parents, it might not be all that perfect.
Maybe with the dynamics. Yes, honestly.
Am I just reaching, looking too far?
No, with the dynamics of their family, I can absolutely see, because an absolute contrast, because Hei's mother, her aunt, and also our female lead, Heng Song, she just wanted her to be happy, you know, as long as she did fairly well and she was healthy, she was happy with that, you know? So maybe for contrast, but these mothers were driving me absolutely insane. That's another thing I can tell you. They were absolutely insane because they were so selfish, so selfish that it's insane. They would get to the lengths of trying to attack other teens just to make their daughters or son win. Honestly, absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. So I can see it from the family perspective. However, this amount of angst on an adult towards a child ain't great. So that's how I think it was not really necessary. Okay, however, big props. One of the mothers that were absolutely despicable was Kim Soo-young. And she played Jo Soo Hui, and we love this woman. She's amazing. Like,
she's so fantastic.
She is incredible. You know? So big props to her. She really fulfilled that role. I was like, I hate you. You're horrible. You know, she was just so mean altogether. And then she was like the head of the mean mothers, sort of like. Okay. And then with that, I think we can actually wrap up our little special of crash course in romance, because this drama was a ride, to be honest. I was like, what is happening? Why is that this killer subplot? I know who the dude is already. You know, I just knew already. And I'm not the best one at reading plots. But by like half, I was like, oh, I think I know who is that killer. You know?
Fair.
But anyways, you can check the review for this drama in the kmail.com. And remember to follow us at the K-Meal. We are everywhere. And yeah, this was
I think this is our last episode.
That's right. So this is a wrap for the 7th season of What a K-Drama. See you next season. Bye-bye.
Bye.